Eliminating the Continuing Studies Department could save IU as much as $4 million a year. Chief Financial Officer Neil Theobald says that savings, coupled with the fact that much of the school's funding comes from shrinking state appropriations, put it on the chopping block.
We face a $10.4 million cut in our state appropriation for the next year, and we do not want to cover all of that through tuition, so we're going to have to cut costs. And the School of Continuing Studies is one of the more highly subsidized schools across the campus. Decision was made that we needed to save money by discontinuing the school.
Students and staff will be transferred to other departments where possible, but Theobald says severance packages will be offered to any employees whose positions cannot be salvaged. He says the number of cuts continues to grow, meaning continuing studies might not be the only department to feel the pinch if IU has to find more efficiencies.
This is an $800 million budget. So clearly there are other things that would be possible to do, but we hope not to.
Theobald says continuing studies almost met the axe 2 years ago when IU had to cut $15 million from its budget, but was left intact in favor of other budget-cutting moves. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.